Rayon slacks and blouses, slips, sweaters, too. Those things will last as much as an extra season if you wash them gently in ivory flakes. You'll get up to twice the wear. Don't wash things like that the wrong way with a wrong kind of soap. That can fade colors in no time. It can fray seams and cause fabrics to shrink. But ivory flakes care. Well, wash tests prove what a difference it makes. For instance, a pair of rayon gabardine slacks was washed 36 times in ivory flakes. 36 times, mind you, and they're still wonderful looking, practically like new. I suppose you know ivory flakes are the flake form of baby's ivory soap. That means ivory flakes are safe. They're swell for rayon stockings, too. Just wash your rayons every night in ivory flakes. That'll keep them from stretching so. And listen to this. Strain tests were made, and those tests show that rayon stockings washed in ivory flakes last twice as long as stockings washed with a wrong kind of soap. So, even if your dealer is temporarily out of ivory flakes, keep asking for them. He'll have more soon. Give your blouses, your sweaters, and slips gentle ivory flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of a small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Cook all by herself. Mrs. Cook is enjoying a brief respite from her task of furniture dusting and is at the telephone chatting discursively with her close friend and confidant, Mrs. Frederick Stembottom.
Why, I bet that was fun. Do they have their children? Let's see, they have just the two, don't they? Oh, sure, Albert and Laverne. No, I remember them. Sure, because don't you remember that Sunday afternoon at the band concert in Miller Park? They were there in their automobile, and Albert spilled his Cracker Jack and cried, and Ted bought more Cracker Jack, and that Mr. Whatchamacallit Ted works with in the foundry stopped past and complained his shoe was too tight and hurting his foot? Sure. Oh, I remember him clear as daylight, Ruthie. Say, just a second. Somebody in my kitchen. Hello? Hello, Uncle Fletcher. Uncle Fletcher.
In the living room, my lady?
Yes. I'm talking on the telephone, Uncle Fletcher.
That's out of fact.
How are you?
Oh, I can't kick, Sadie, honey. Pretty much the same old grind.
I got Miss Stembottom on the wire here.
Yes, I know. Suppose she's making candy.
Why would she be making candy?
Tell her it'll taste delicious.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why?
Excuse me, lady. Yes, he just sauntered in the living room. Huh? Ruthie says to tell you hello.
Yes, that's right.
You want to say hello back?
I guess I won't bother.
He says hello to you. Miss Stembottom wants to know how you're standing the heat.
Yeah, yes, heat.
It's not melting you down to a frazzle, is it?
Who are you talking to now? Me or Miss Whatchamacallit?
Talking to you.
Well, I gotta get down to the Butler's Hotel. I can only stay with a few minutes. I told Hank...
I guess the cat's got Uncle Fletcher's tongue this morning, Ruthie. He won't say anything. No. So, you and Ted were just sitting there, huh? And Albert and Laverne and their papa and mama walked right in and took you by surprise.
Talk about the heat.
Oh, surprise is his oceans of fun, I think.
Butler's Hotel?
As exciting as can be. Like Vic said one time, what I enjoy the bestest is a great big surprise with sugar on it.
Oh, dear.
Yes, indeed.
Got all day.
Well, have we had our chat out, lady? Uh-huh. Well, all right, I got plenty of work to do, too.
Yes, I gotta get some.
You bet. Sure. Yes, either then or the next day. Sure. All righty, Ruthie.
Fine.
You betty lady, I will. Goodbye. She says, tell Uncle Fletcher goodbye.
Goodbye.
Uncle Fletcher, when I'm talking on the telephone, I wish you wouldn't grumble and complain. People on the other end of the wire are liable to hear it.
I'll tell you why I stopped past.
Why did you stop past?
Startling developments have occurred.
Yeah?
I thought you'd prick up your ears.
Well, I don't know as I'm pricking up my ears.
The women, they got a bump of curiosity as big as a tool shed.
What's the startling new development?
The ladies, by George, their tongues hang out. They're so eager for information.
Well, while my tongue is hanging out, I guess I'll go ahead with my dusting. I've got a million and one different jobs.
I am leaving my logics.
What?
I like to paralyze you with that sudden revelation, huh? You pulled up sharp as a horse about to trump on a gopher.
You're leaving your lodgings?
I was out near Kingston, Illinois, to visit Martin Jordan last Thursday, and his wife, Alvera, had just finished putting up a pot of powdered rabbit. Alvera, I said, there's just one thing
I want
to say.
Tell me about this other business, Uncle Fletcher. What you mean when you're leaving your lodgings?
Vic at the office, honey?
Sure.
Russell at school?
Oh, you appreciate this is summer vacation.
I wouldn't want children busting in here just when
well,
I...
Well, there won't be any children busting here. Russell's up at the lake or someplace.
Little children, you know, they listen to the grown-ups' conversation.
Uncle Fletcher, is this one of them mountain and molehill businesses where you try to stir up a bunch of trash over nothing?
I don't believe I quite grasp the significance of that remark, lady honey.
Oh, I just meant... Well, here lately so often you've come dashing in and telling what sounds like big important news and... Well, you know.
Last Thursday, when I was up near Kingston, Illinois, visiting Martin and Alvera Jordle, I happened to let it drop.
Yes, you did bring me up sharp when you said you were leaving your lodgings. I bet you're fooling. I bet you just wanted to get a rise out of me.
I am not fooling you, Sadie.
You are leaving your lodgings?
I am leaving my lodgings.
Miss Keller has decided to get married?
No.
That gentleman in North Dakota wrote her a letter and popped the question?
No.
You mean yes, don't you?
I mean no. Why would I be saying yes if I mean no? I mean, why would I be saying no if I meant yes? I mean, did I say yes or no?
Oh, search me.
I said yes.
Did you?
No.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead with my dusting.
My reason, Sadie, honey, for leaving my lodgings has nothing to do with Miss Keller. It is very, very likely that the time will come when Miss Keller marries this half-wit from North Dakota. In fact, there's been amazing developments the last couple of days.
Amazing developments, hmm?
Developments you wouldn't believe.
Hmm.
But the romance is sleeping for the time being.
Sleeping, huh?
Sleeping. I don't look for any new developments in Miss Keller's romance for at least 9 or 10 days.
Hmm.
Maybe longer. Maybe 14 or 15 days.
Hmm.
And then will come the tremendous explosion.
Is that when you leave your lodgings, 14 or 15 days from now?
I leave lodgings next Monday.
Next Monday?
The arrangement as yet is not altogether complete. However, I think...
Where
I
are
may
you going
stay.
Next Monday?
Next Monday, Sadie, honey, I move to the hotel.
No.
Yes.
Uncle Fletcher, you just can't do this. Why, Bessie and me had both turned gray-headed in 5 seconds if you lived at that terrible, awful Bright Kentucky Hotel. And so would Vic.
I never said anything about the
and
Bright
anyway,
Kentucky...
And anyway, we had an understanding. You promised.
I never said anything
you
about
You agreed
the...
with me long ago it was crazy for you to even consider living at that dreadful hole way out in the middle of railroad yards and switch engines by the trillion puffing and squealing and scraping along and fast passenger
trains... Sadie, honey, I never said anything about the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
What?
I never said anything about the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Now, what are you talking about?
I simply made the statement.
You're not moving into the Bright Kentucky Hotel next Monday?
No.
I see.
When I was up near Kingston last Thursday visiting Martin and Alvera Jordle,
well,
I let it drop
the same old runaround, is it? Just to stir up excitement, you tell some wild business and then after a bit take it all back.
I never told any wild business. I'm not taking anything back.
Yes, uh-huh.
I am moving into the hotel next Monday.
All right.
But I'm moving into the Butler House Hotel.
What's this now?
I am moving into the Butler House Hotel. I am not moving into the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, you've trapped me so often into getting upset and excited, I don't want to go to the airport.
I am occupying Hank Gutstop's room while Hank is on his vacation.
Oh?
Hank Gutstop, as you may or may not know, are the detective down at the hotel.
Uh-huh. I know that.
He's going on his vacation, and he asked me if I wouldn't be interested in occupying his lodgings while he was away.
Why?
He has a canary that has to be fed. He has some fish that have to be fed. And he has a cat that has to be fed. He also wants me to keep the place from getting dusty, add water to a storage battery he keeps in his clothes closet, half a dozen other little chores.
Well...
I told him I'd do it.
Huh?
I move in next Monday.
Hmm.
I move in next Monday, first thing.
I guess I believe you.
You guess you believe me?
I mean, I... So often you tell stuff that... Well, just last week...
Are you saying you'll entertain doubts about...
No, of course not. I know you're moving to the Butler House Hotel next Monday.
Do you also entertain doubts that my landlady was colored?
Oh, I don't entertain a single doubt. Right now, her romance with the North Dakota gentleman is sleeping, but you look for astounding developments to occur within the next 14 or 15 days.
Maybe 16 days. Maybe 17 days.
Uh-huh.
So there, Sadie, honey. I've revealed the various important matters I had on my chest.
Uh-huh.
Beginning next Monday, you may get in touch with me at my quarters in the Butler House Hotel.
Imagine.
But I sort of in here a while ago and you were gabbing with Miss Whatchamafunny on the telephone. You never thought I had anything on my chest.
No, I didn't.
You thought I just poked my snoot in the door to pass the time of day.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, I have to step on downtown and complete my arrangements with Hank Gutstop.
Yes, uh-huh.
You might mention to Vic. I plan on residing at the Butler House Hotel the next 2 weeks.
I will.
That's right.
I'll tell him all about it.
Uh-huh. I know I can depend on you.
Hmm.
And now I must be on my way.
Hmm.
Bye, Sadie Lee.
Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up on the next block. I was sitting in the park the other Sunday watching humanity stroll by, servicemen with their sweethearts and family groups. Well, now you know me, always thinking about ivory flakes. Well, I noticed the rayon stockings on the ladies, and I wanted to shout, "Nightly ivory flakes care, ladies!" So many of those stockings were wrinkled, baggy, didn't fit right. Well, look, if you've had your rayon troubles, take this advice. Wash your rayon stockings every night in ivory flakes. They'll fit much better. Really cling. Another thing, stocking strain tests were made. And just listen to this. Rayon stockings washed in ivory flakes lasted twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. Ivory flakes are ivory mild and ivory pure. Just right for delicate rayons. Just right for any pretty clothes. Don't wash lovely things the wrong way. Always ivory flakes your sweaters, lingerie, and rayon dresses. With gentle ivory flakes care, you can get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Lamont Johnson saying good day for Ivory Flakes. Used fats against the enemy. Now, more than ever, used fats are needed for ammunition, medicinal supplies. Save used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.